Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, allow me to express my gratitude to you for organizing this meeting, which focuses on one of the core agendas of the CD. I also would like to appreciate the panelists for their comprehensive and interesting presentations on this important topic. Mr. President, my delegation aligns itself with a statement of the G21 and would like to add comments in its national capacity. Outer space is the common heritage of humankind, and space technology has become an integral part of our daily lives. For example, scientific research, communication, weather monitoring, detection of natural disaster, and so on. However, the growing number of actors in outer space and rapid development of space technology have significant impact on security and environment of outer space. Though the Outer Space Treaty provides peaceful use of outer space, there is a worldwide concern over increasing risk of arms race in outer space that could turn the outer space into a new domain of battlefield or military confrontation. Such development poses a serious threat to global peace and security and could jeopardize the peaceful use of outer space. Mr. President, the DPRK remains firm in its position of opposing the militarization of outer space. It is also against double standard practice in exploration and use of outer space. Peaceful use of outer space should be accessible to all nations without any discrimination. At the same time, my delegation underlines the importance of transparency in outer space activities to ensure its security and peaceful use. In this respect, the DPRK has been supportive to UN General Assembly resolutions regarding the prevention of an arms race in outer space. Mr. President, Paris has been one of the key issues at the CD discussions. The paragraph 80 of the final document of the 10th special session of the General Assembly states that in order to prevent an arms race in outer space, further measures should be taken and appropriate international negotiations held in accordance with the spirit of Outer Space Treaty. Since the existing international instruments are insufficient to address the new challenges faced in outer space security and safety, it is a matter of vital importance to establish a legal framework for the prevention of an arms race in outer space. And resolving this issue is the priority task of this conference. In this context, my delegation welcomes the updated draft treaty jointly submitted by the People's Republic of China and the Russian Federation, known as PPWT, which would make a positive contribution to prevention of an arms race in outer space. This text would provide a good basis for substantive discussion in the CD, leading towards possible commencement of negotiation. The DPRK is prepared to make constructive contribution to the promotion of international cooperation in peaceful use of outer space and will continue to support global efforts to prevent an arms race in outer space. Thank you.